For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Anthony, every time I've gone to get tickets for Evita, it's sold out on the night I want to go. But you squeezed yourself in.
I did. I saw a matinee. Yeah, there were some frustrated people at the box office, but they should have called, shouldn't they?
Okay.
And it's good. And
that's
the reason why it's good. Michelle Marie Roberts is mischievously wonderful as Evita. She sings it very, very well. But the big excitement was the total surprise, the astonishingly good performance of Mark Sacco as Che. Astonishing just because I could not have imagined him cast in this role. He played Princeton in Avenue Q. He does these lighthearted, comical characters, and here he comes as this driven revolutionary, and he's totally convincing from the moment he strides onto that stage. He's really very good. There are echoes of Hal Prince's original staging enough. You get the flavor of Evita, and it's most satisfying. You're reminded of how enjoyable and intriguing Evita is. When it first opened, the press had to explain to everyone who Eva Perón had been. She was not known in this country anymore at all, but that character is iconic in the culture. Well-intentioned but dictatorial monster, which is as she's portrayed in the musical. I know they try to backpedal and pretend that's not the case, but it is.
Well, here's the case. It's up at Musical Fair through August 7th. And don't do as I do. Call in early for your tickets. I'll get to see it yet.
I hope so.
Well, I haven't been to Evita, but I did drive up to the Shaw Festival for their lunchtime offering. This year, it's The Adventures of the Black Girl in Her Search for God. These are short, one-act plays that are pretty intense. And this is not a real play by Shaw. It's taken from one of his prose works.
Your description, though, makes it sound just delightful. I thought it sounded so adorably entertaining.
Well, it is. It opens with a character who comes out and introduces himself as Shaw, but is quick to explain he's not really Shaw. He's an actor playing Shaw. And then he inhabits the role of Shaw quickly and says that this is not a play. It's actually a prose work by Shaw, and the playwright completely botched it. And had she a brain in her head, she would have included the prologue. And so he's going to read the prologue now. This will only take about half an hour. And he starts reading, at which point the black girl comes out on stage and asks him, what are you doing?
What's wrong with you? These people want to get out of here by 12:15.
Exactly.
Yeah.
She says that this is a lunchtime play. These folks want to have lunch and then go see Uncle Vanya. We have to move it along.
And go buy fudge-flavored ice wine.
it's very funny. She's just a young girl with a million questions. And, of course, it isn't made easy by the fact that anyone who starts to question the Bible at any point finds all of these inconsistencies. And that's pretty much what the play is about.
And all over the course of lunch.
For 45 minutes.
45 minutes. Wonderful.
Very high energy, very funny. Highly recommend it.
Great.
Well, let's talk about openings. Tonight, down at the Chautauqua Institution, a play by Zaid Dorn. Am I saying that correctly?
I believe so. You know, interesting biography on this fellow. He was the child of members of the Weathermen. Do you remember the...
Right.
And spent part of his childhood on the lam with his parents and has permanently the feeling of an outsider. And this play is about a family in which the father is very progressive and has raised the children progressively. The daughter finds herself engaged to marry the son of a religious fundamentalist. And so this progressive father finds himself cast in the light of intolerance and doesn't quite know how to cope with that. That's my understanding of the plot of the play. I'm rather intrigued by it. It was a commission for the Chautauqua Theater Company.
It's called The Profane, and as usual with Chautauqua, you don't have a whole lot of time to get down there. It'll run until July 31st. That's next Sunday. Speaking of openings, tomorrow night, a comedy by Terrence McNally, presented by Buffalo United Artists, directed by Drew McCabe, called It's Only a Play, starring a bunch of names I recognize and, of course, Anthony Chase. So you're off book. How are the rehearsals going?
Well,
very exciting. Opening night, tomorrow night?
We open tomorrow. Yes, we are ready. And but we're having a good time, and away we go, opening tomorrow night.
It's only a play, and it's all about, well, theater people after their opening night waiting for the first reviews.
Waiting for the reviews, yes. And it turns out these people are somewhat self-absorbed.
No.
Yeah, and I play a drama critic with an agenda of his own who speaks with a mid-Atlantic accent. It's been difficult for me to speak that distinctly.
For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.